I'm here in front of the Knight Library at the University of Oregon, where aside from the occasional group of incoming freshmen touring campus, the grounds are eerily quiet. The majority of the university's over 23,000 students go home for the summer, but some do choose to stick around to complete requirements and get classes out of the way. This year, for one small group of international students from the six countries barred by the travel ban, staying back was more than just a time-saving measure.
I was really planning, you know, to go back. And since we have the order ban that was, you know, stated by the president of U.S., Donald Trump, and that was absolutely devastating, at least to me, because that's my only chance and my only hope to go, you know, in those 5 years length to see the family.
Sadiq Ezzeldine Ben Aiza is a 22-year-old international student from Libya. He's studying biology at the U of O on the prestigious Libyan North American Scholarship offered by the Canadian Bureau of International Education, also known as CBIE. Halfway through his studies, he's allowed one fully funded trip home. He had been looking forward to the chance to see his family for the first time in 2.5 years. But that changed in January when President Trump signed off on the first travel ban. In the following months of ambiguity surrounding the order specifications, Ben Aiza's family convinced him to stay in Eugene, just to be safe.
They wanted me to come so badly there so I can see them, you know, after the 2.5 years. However, they were actually the ones who told me, even if that goes okay, just stay there because we don't want you to risk your degree in order. You know, we have Skype, we have, you know, like family love is always a true love. They always want your success, no matter what the price is.
Ben Aiza is one of about 35 international students at the U of O from the country still affected by the travel ban. When the order was originally issued, it was unclear whether international students would be able to leave and re-enter the country. The June 26 version of the travel ban clarified international students can come and go as they wish. But that clarification came too late for Ben Aiza, who had to make the choice earlier this year between his family and potentially his education. The university's Vice Provost of International Affairs, Dennis Galvan, says this doesn't just come at an emotional price for students.
It's a sacrifice that students are making to not be able to go home, to adjust their normal summer plans. Maybe they were going to have a summer job. So they're sacrificing that to have stability.
Like many of their U.S.-based classmates, international students often go home to save money by living with family or working summer jobs. This makes staying in the U.S. an unexpected and considerable expense. Galvan says the university does give out emergency scholarships for cases like this. The scholarships aren't contingent on whether a student is taking classes, but many choose to anyway. Since he isn't going home, CBIE is requiring Ben Aiza to take classes during the summer. Though he says he doesn't mind, because studying helps distract him from thoughts of his family.
On weekends, if I don't do something, I would be thinking of them. Oh, how they are. Oh, how they were. Are they safe right now? Are they away from troubles? You know, things like that. Being busy is sometimes a good thing.
Sarush Shirazi, a sophomore from Iran, is also keeping busy over the summer. On top of taking classes, he's working 3 part-time jobs, one of which is playing piano in the student union. Since the guidelines of the ban have been clarified, Shirazi says some of his friends from Iran who are at other U.S. universities have gone home to visit their families. But for him, the risk still isn't worth it.
You have to look at the number one reason why you're in the States or why you're here as a student is to study, do your studies, right? And if you're already that far in, to risk it all just to visit family, they can wait. But at the same time, it would be better if you could see them, but it's not that huge of a burden to compare your life choices that will affect you years and years in the future or of your, I don't know, temporary urges to just see family.
Shirazi says he's happier with this version of the travel ban. But at the same time, the idea that the Supreme Court implemented it at all is disconcerting.
It's sort of a double-sided thing, because one side you're happy that it's modified, but at the same time, the fact that the Supreme Court let the executive order go through, it sort of makes you think, like, they did that. They actually did that.
Despite the impact the travel ban has had on their own lives, Shirazi and Ben Aiza are most critical of how it has barred refugees from coming to the U.S. for 120 days.
Those people have been tortured to death. They just want life. They want the breeze. They want to live like others. Rejecting them and say you cannot come, I think that was absolutely a hard thing to think of.
Neither student says the travel ban has impacted their views of Americans. In fact, Ben Aiza says public opposition to the travel ban has helped him feel less alone.
I really show the real faces of Americans, like how much supportive to us they were. They were going on the street, having signs and say, no Muslim ban. You know, some of them have different religion, they have different beliefs. The bottom line is we are all human beings and we should really support each other, even though it's for free. And that's exactly how they were doing it.
For KLCC News, I'm Francisca Monahan at the University of Oregon.